There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni Wolfswinkel.
And we're also joined, forget to mention sometimes, Brett Moses behind the camera, making this all happen and making us look good. And
hey, Brett.
Yeah. So we always get all these compliments about how well produced the show is and that we're doing such a good job. And I'm like, well, yeah. Like, I take credit for it, but it has nothing to do with me. So it's all Brett.
It's all Brett.
We're back. It's been a busy last couple weeks. It feels like we're running quickly. I think
we had our quarterly meeting. That went really well, and last week we actually last episode we discussed goal setting, so hopefully you guys got some pointers off of that and got your goal setting strained.
Yes, so today we're going to talk about what holds you back from taking massive action to accomplish your goals, your vision, your dreams? And I think there's a lot of things that, and we're going to name like kind of four points that we feel really hold people back from taking that massive action and accomplishing what they're capable of.
And I think that number one, if we want to talk about it, I think fear, right? Fear holds a lot of people back from being successful and, you know, just not being able to take that next step, right? Why do you think that?
Well, let me first start off. Before we can get into the points, I wanted to get into that I thought first people need to really assess where they're at, assess their current situation, be realistic where they are, because I think a lot of times people don't really assess truly like where they are, either if it's a financial goal, where they are financially, if it's a relationship, where they are. I think you first got to be realistic where you are, a starting point. Then, you know, create the vision and the target, you know, where they're headed. And then it now, what is it going to take to get from point A to point B? You know, like just like driving or mapping something out. You really got to know where you are on the map, where you want to be, and then you want to, okay, now, like, how am I going to get there, you know, automobile, car, train, and then take action to make that happen. And so, but yes,
I agree,
what fails a lot of people, 4 points that we're getting into is, our 4 points that we came up with was fear, overthink, have a clear vision, and be hyper-focused and acting when opportunities arise despite obstacles. So to start off, number one, the fear. You went into a lot of that, and I think there's a lot of reasons why people are afraid, and it causes them to
question maybe or
pause. Yeah. And I think it's okay to have fear. It's okay to be a little scared. Sometimes to get to where you want to be or to take that next step, it's a big step. You might not be ready. But I think for you and I, we've always just did it.
Yeah. We never went into it thinking that we were going to fail, right? I mean, anytime we've gone into something, we, you know, kind of plowed through it. Positive thinking is a big one. I mean, if you know, your negative self-talk can crush you. And listening to the opinions of others, you know, that's another thing, too, is for me especially, like, yeah, there's going to be critics out there. There's going to be haters and there's, you know, jealousy, all that. But really, you need to be focused on your goals, not worried about what other people are going to think or say or do. This is, you know, your life. You choose that. And so, you know, I think the number one is people, they listen to other people's opinions.
Yeah. I mean, especially once you start speaking it about where you're headed and what you're trying to accomplish and your vision, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to want to hold you back or hold you down so it doesn't, you know, obviously because they don't want you to rise or be above them because then you're going to be better than them. Or sometimes people fear that you're going to leave them. And so, like, yeah, they're going to hold you back. But, and in our, for us, for instance, I mean, we've gotten that you're too young, you look too young, you don't have enough money, you don't know anything about that. What mm-hmm. makes you think you're going to be able to do that? And so, like, if you listen to all that, and you and I, whether we were naive or just, I think our goals and our vision was just much stronger where we just did it. And yeah. we didn't rely on anybody else. We were going to take that action and massive action. And now that's not to say that we didn't fail, because we failed a lot.
Oh, yeah. And there was times where we didn't have it right, you know. I mean, the first step was just taking that step.
Correct. And being positive. We never went in thinking, like, because if you go into, like, a game, a sporting event, and you have the mindset that, oh, this other team is, they're bigger than mm-hmm. us, they're stronger than us, they're more talented than us, you're going to fail if you go in there thinking you're going to lose.
Right.
And so, even if they're more talented or bigger or stronger, you can still be the underdog
mm-hmm.
and win and succeed. And I think, you know, you and I have always been the underdogs in almost every situation. We've always floated under the radar and then come up and just surprise people because, you know, we're number one, we weren't very flashy and we weren't loud, but we put forth the massive action underneath that nobody saw when nobody was looking, the weekends, the nights, when nobody was out there or people were out doing other stuff, we were working, and all of a sudden you pop up and you're like, whoa, where did they come from?
Yeah.
So I think it always starts with, even though we were maybe scared or nervous, we took action.
Right.
And went with a positive mindset. Another big one is public speaking, I think, when this relates into fear, why people don't get started. They don't want to speak in front of people. They don't want to have to put themselves out
yeah.
there. And it's scary to put yourself out there.
It is. Yeah. And I mean, public speaking for me is, you know, it was one of my biggest fears, probably more over death. You know, I remember this one time where I was at a conference and I had to speak and I just totally, you know, lost my train of thought and heart started beating 1,000 miles an hour and I choked up and, you know, but I didn't let that stop me, you know, and even though it was like it embarrassed me a little bit. You know, I still got up there and did it and finished it. And I kept going. I didn't stop. But
I think you played it off pretty well. You're like, oh, my allergies are really bothering me. Let me get a drink of water, you know, just to regroup and recatch it.
But yeah.
Yeah. You were struggling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the more you do it, though, the more you get better at it, you know, and the more that and then. Now is we laugh about it and joke about it, but
I am by far not the most polished public speaker, and I still struggle with this today. But I just did it,
mm-hmm.
and like so, I have to speak several times a year, promoting our properties and our businesses, and so I'll do usually like a tour on the West Coast and go on a speaking tour, and sometimes the rooms are only 50 people. Sometimes the rooms are like 200 people. And, you know, was I equipped or ready or no? And had I gone to public speaking classes? No, I hadn't done any of that. But I just put myself out there. I did it, whether it was good, whether people liked it or whether I didn't care. I was just going to go out there. And every time, though, I got better and better mm-hmm. and better mm-hmm. where I got more comfortable. I could be myself. I relax more, and I still get nervous, really nervous before, but I just keep putting myself out there. I remember this one time, it was probably like 100 people in the room, and it was a narrow but really long room. And we get in there and like, all right, well, just to let you know, the mic doesn't work. I'm like, what are you talking about? The mic doesn't work. If you haven't noticed, I'm very monotone. You can't hear me already. So I'm like, how am I going to? And so like, I was like, okay, the person that was with me at the time, our sales rep, I was like, you go back to the back of the room. And if I need to speak louder, you just put your thumb up. And the entire time he was there with his thumb up, and I'm like, and I'm trying to yell and speak. And it is what it is, and you just roll with it.
Yeah.
And so you'll have those tough you know, examples, but you move yeah. through.
And bottom line, you're going to fail. I mean, that's the bottom, no matter, you know, what it is, you're going to fail, but you learn from those failures and that's what makes you better.
Yeah. So the second point is don't overthink it. And I think this is a huge one for a lot of people. Some people that we mentor and help, I think this is their like biggest stumbling block is overthinking it. They think they had to have everything in place before they get started.
Yeah.
And, you know, got to be the right time. And to be honest, there's never a right time. Not all the stars are going to align or all your ducks in a row. It's never going to be mm-hmm. like that.
And that's one thing with you and I, when we ever start, I mean, we didn't have, you know, our plan together, every little detail. And I think that our staff sometimes, you know, gets upset at us because we'll roll out something and we're like, sink or swim, you know, and it's not funny, but a lot of time just go in there, like, let's just get it started. We don't have to get it right. Let's just get it started.
Correct. And we've always had that motto, whether it's always the right motto. I know some people are probably more prepared going into something and still maybe execute a little bit better than we do, but at least we get it going and then we'll make adjustments and changes mm-hmm. as we're on the fly, and we'll make mistakes yeah. because we didn't plan ahead
yeah.
enough. But I mean, a good example of this was when we started doing new construction for TTK. Now that was an example where I should have probably done more due diligence up front. I probably should have done a little bit more, had, you know, some better, I had done enough real estate transactions that I thought I knew it all. Yeah. A little confident.
Or like, let's buy a lot yeah. and let's build on that lot. Yeah. Had then, no idea what we were doing when it came to building.
It's an unbuildable lot. You can't get utilities or, you know, everything.
Can't get electric for, yeah, like 6 months.
Because there's no electric poles and all that. So, I mean, you find out things that you didn't know that you should have known, and maybe, you know, you could have. And there's ways to get around this. Probably the best way is to get a mentor or somebody to guide you along that, you know, to give you at least the steps so you can avoid some mistakes. But this still goes back that we didn't have everything figured out. We mm-hmm. just did it. Yeah. But then, you know, 4 years later, that's probably
we're
our number one.
Experts now. Yeah.
But that's probably our best product and what we promote the most and sell the most and what we love to do the most. So mm-hmm. it's like it can turn into a love or a passion, you know, if you get it right and get it dialed in. I think another example is.
And like, not to quit either. You know, like I think sometimes people, you know, it gets hard or, you know, they see too many failures, you know, and they just quit because they think they can't do it anymore.
Yeah. And the, I think having a child is kind of similar to this. Like, you're never ready to have a child
you're not going to have it all right. Yeah.
And have everything figured out and know how to do it all and how to change a diaper or how to feed. You don't have all that figured out, but you just do it because the baby's got to survive.
Have a choice.
So you figure it out. And that's kind of a lot of ways of, you know, what we do is you get in there, you make it happen, you start putting forth the massive action and you'll make mm-hmm. mistakes, but you'll make some adjustments and you'll learn. I think also with, you know, a lot of people don't know our background on how we got into the plumbing business. We're part of a franchise systems and we had the opportunity to open up a plumbing franchise in New Mexico where we also had a, where we do have a property management company. And, you know, we had no interest or desire to become a plumber or own a plumbing business. Wasn't on our radar, but it seemed like a really good opportunity. Yeah. There's a need for plumbers. There's a need for that industry. It was a great service-based company. So we said, well, let's do it. Why not? We ran other businesses, but, you know, we definitely were not equipped. We thought about it. We put together a plan. We assessed where we were at, assessed what we needed. We had the right team members to help us, whether there's marketing there and operations. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there was a lot of thought put behind it.
It made sense for our business. Yeah. It kind of fit under our umbrella.
But, and then our property management company could be a lead generation and a revenue source for it immediately. So it wasn't starving on cash right up front. But we didn't have all our ducks in a row.
No.
The biggest one being that we didn't have a plumber. And we opened our door day one, started marketing with not having a plumber. And most people would think, golly, you guys are crazy. And maybe we are. I don't know. I remember when I was getting trained and going through all the training for it. You know, I'd show up to training with all these plumbers, right? And then I show up in the room. And they're like, oh, yeah, where are you from? And like, how long have you been a plumber? Oh, I'm not a plumber. And then they're like, where do you live? I live in Houston. Well, where are you opening a franchise? In Albuquerque. So wait a minute. You're not a plumber and you're opening a franchise in a market you don't even live in. Like
they thought you were insane. Yeah,
insane. Yeah. And then that happened because we opened the doors and we didn't really have a plumber and ran a plumbing business. But we made it happen. We found a plumber. We got good people now and things are, the ground's off and running. And yeah. And yeah, we've made some mistakes along the way, but we learned a heck of a lot and we did it. And, but the biggest thing is you have to get started and get it going and then things will happen.
Yeah.
Third point, having a clear vision and being hyper-focused.
Yeah. I mean, hyper-focus. I mean, that's one thing you and I have always done. Like when we, you know, set a goal for ourselves, like nothing is going to come in between that, right? We're dedicated to that and we're moving along, we're moving forward with it.
Yeah, we never had a plan B, like especially when we got started. Once we set our vision, we knew where we're headed. We were just like, nothing is going to stop us.
Laser focused.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I think if you're not wishy-washy, you're not, you can't be one leg in, one leg out. You can't, you just can't. And it's not going to work if you are going with that attitude. You got to set the vision and be laser focus, and then nothing is going to stop you. You got to be all in, you know, put all the chips in, as they say in gambling, and you have to put a lot on the line and take the risk and make it happen, or else
don't do it. If you're not willing to do that and be focused, then there's no point in doing it.
And then the fourth is acting when opportunities arise, despite obstacles. Mm-hmm. So I think this again goes back to the example with Mr. Reuter that was, an example. We, you know, an opportunity arose. We assessed it. We looked at where we are. We got the right tools and people in place from other companies that were going to help us do this. And then took massive action. And, yeah. And there are some huge obstacles in there. I mean, recently, like this happened like 3 weeks ago. So Joni and I finally, because of COVID, we were able to finally travel there that's the other thing. We opened this business in the middle of COVID. So that I don't like that's again, I, we're not plumbers. We don't live in the city. And then we tried to open a business in the pandemic. I mean, that you couldn't have more things against you. And most people probably would have quit or said, you know what, let's just push this off.
Let's just hold this. Yeah. Hold off for a little bit. Right now. Yeah.
And you were like, shoot, let's just, you know, people are at home. People are using their plumbing systems more than they ever mm-hmm. had. Now is an opportunity to capitalize yeah. on this. So let's get it going. So we wanted more income revenue generating sources, during this whole time. So let's do it, you know. And we had already hired a couple employees for the company, so made a big investments in tools and equipment and vans and all that stuff. So we're like, let's do it. And so even though those are some major obstacles, we did it. And finally, going back to the story. We were there, right? And everything was going great. We were hitting our revenue sources, our revenue goals. Things were clicking. We're like,
yeah, oh, we're on top of the world. Telling some friends that too. I'm like, yeah, the plumbing business is going great. You know, we're on top of the world. Yeah. We're getting our second van, all this stuff. And then
we have a major accident. And, a plumber gets hurt on the job, gets like a bunch of Drano and stuff.
Thank God, nothing.
Or not
major,
you know,
happened,
just a drain cleaning. It wasn't that brand, but they're cleaning
in his eyes.
And so he has to get rushed from in an ambulance to the hospital. We're freaking out.
So I'm rushing to the hospital to meet our plumber there. And Sean has like zero experience in plumbing and he's assisting our assistant plumber on the job site. And
we had a plumber getting trained on job training. And so I went to go help him to finish this job. And like, I get there and he's trying everything he can to get this sink unclogged and get everything. And I'm like, what do we get ourselves into? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're so not equipped for this. And so me being, you know, I'm not a plumber. I had my Mr. Reuter shirt, but I didn't have any like actual plumber clothes on. And I jump in there, we're assessing it. And I'm like, it just gets worse as the day goes on. It just gets worse. Things are breaking. Things are falling apart. The whole system is just a mess. And I'm like, forget it.
Let's just replace it all.
I'm just going to replace it all. Like, we're going to, this is going to be a charity event, a charity house, and we're just going to replace everything under the kitchen sink. We're going to put it all new sink, new faucets and all that. So I'm out there, you know, putting together a new sink, doing all that. And it literally, like, I took it outside because I was reading the instruction manual on how to put together a sink and a disposal. Luckily the homeowner was very patient with us. We were there till like 8:30 at night and it still didn't 100% work right. So we ended up, I got recruitments and got a plumber in the morning to come help us finish it out. And it turned out great. The customer's happy. Everything worked out. Plumber was safe and, you know, got his eyes rinsed and was healthy. And so it all worked out. But that's just an example that, you know, despite all the obstacles and challenges,
plow through, you do what you have to do. I mean, I think that night too, we had, plans to meet friends and, mm-hmm. you know, but hey, you have to put things aside just to finish it up.
So. We were looking forward to seeing some friends that we hadn't seen since the beginning of COVID. And like, you know, it all just, you know, everything went out the window at mm-hmm. that point, but you know, and we've had several nights like that being in business and you mm-hmm. just roll with it and it is what it is. And you don't complain. You keep a positive winning attitude.
And that's the biggest thing, having a positive and winning attitude, you know, through all this, because you wouldn't have, you know, fear or overthinking all that if you just think positively all the time.
Yeah, and you'll get through. It's mm-hmm. always not as bad as it seems in the moment, and you'll get through it.
Mm-hmm. And when opportunities arise, like, you know, the Mr. Rooter and other things that we've had, you know, throughout the past, you'll be ready.
Yeah. So you can capitalize on those.
Yeah.
So we'll conclude this with just go make it happen. Take some massive action. Realize your dreams and goals, and you'll get there eventually. So if you need any help, we'd love to give you guidance and feel free to shoot us some emails. We'd love to answer those questions. Reach out to us on our social media sites and
leave us a review.
Yeah. Love to hear from you guys. Have a great week.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.